for the Master. The rule of war on the unleashing of the attack of the Sons of Light against the company of the Sons of Darkness, the army of Belial against the band of Edom, Moab, and the Sons of Ammon, and against the army of the Sons of the East and the Philistines, and against the bands of the Kittim of Assyria and their allies, the ungodly of the Covenant. The sons of Levi, Judah, and Benjamin, the exiles in the desert, shall battle against them. All their bands, when the exiled Sons of Light returned from the desert of the peoples to camp in the desert of Jerusalem, and after the battle they shall go up from there. The king of the Kittim shall enter into Egypt, and in his time he shall set out in great wrath to wage war against the kings of the north, that his fury may destroy and cut the horn of Israel. This shall be a time of salvation for the people of God, an age of dominion for all the members of his company, and of everlasting destruction for all the company of Belial. The confusion of the sons of Japheth shall be great, and Assyria shall fall unsuccored. The dominion of the Kittim shall come to an end, and iniquity shall be vanquished, leaving no remnant. For the sons of darkness there shall be no escape. The sons of righteousness shall shine over all the ends of the earth. They shall go on shining until all the seasons of darkness are consumed, and at the season appointed by God, his exalted greatness shall shine eternally to the peace, blessing, glory, joy, and long life of all the sons of light. During the remaining 33 years of the war, the men of renown, those summoned to the assembly, together with all the heads of family of the congregation, shall choose for themselves fighting men for all the lands of the nations. They shall arm for themselves warriors from all the tribes of Israel to enter the army year by year when they are summoned to war. But they shall arm no man for entry into the army during the years of release, for they are Sabbaths of rest for Israel. In the 35 years of service, the war shall be fought during 6. The whole congregation shall fight it together, and during the remaining 29 years the war shall be divided. During the first year, they shall fight against Aram Naharim, during the second against the sons of Lud, during the third against the remnant of the sons of Aram, against Uz and Hul and Togar and Mesha beyond the Euphrates. During the fourth and fifth, they shall fight against the sons of Arpachshad. During the sixth and seventh, against all the sons of Assyria and Persia and the east as far as the great desert. During the eighth year, they shall fight against the sons of Elam. During the ninth, against the sons of Ishmael and Keturah. In the 10 years which follow, the wars shall be divided against all the sons of Ham, according to their clans and their habitations. And during the 10 years which remain, the war shall be divided against all the sons of Japheth in their habitations. On the day when the Kittim fall, there shall be battle and terrible carnage before the God of Israel. For that shall be the day appointed from ancient times for the battle of destruction of the sons of darkness. At that time, the assembly of gods and the hosts of men shall battle, causing great carnage. On the day of calamity, the sons of light shall battle with the company of darkness amid the shouts of a mighty multitude and the clamor of gods and men to make manifest the might of God. And it shall be a time of great tribulation for the people which God shall redeem. Of all its afflictions none shall be as this, from the sudden beginning until its end in eternal redemption. On the day of their battle against the Kittim, they shall set out for carnage. In 3 lots shall the sons of light brace themselves. And in 3 lots shall Belial's host gird itself to thrust back the company of God. And when the hearts of the detachments of foot soldiers faint, then shall the might of God fortify the hearts of the sons of light. And with the 7th lot, the mighty hand of God shall bring down the army of Belial and all the angels of his kingdom and all the members of his company in everlasting destruction. the priests, the Levites, and the heads of the tribes. They shall rank the chief priests below the high priest and his vicar, and the 12 chief priests shall minister all the daily sacrifice before God, whereas the 26 leaders of the priestly divisions shall minister in their divisions. Below them, in perpetual ministry, shall be the chiefs of the Levites to the number of 12, one for each tribe. The leaders of their divisions shall minister each in his place. Below them shall be the chiefs of the tribes, together with the heads of the family of the congregation. They shall attend daily at the gates of the sanctuary, whereas the leaders of their divisions with their numbered men shall attend at their appointed times, on new moons and on Sabbath, and on all the days of the year, their age being 50 years and over. These are the men who shall attend at holocausts and sacrifices to prepare sweet for the good pleasure of God, to atone for all his congregation, and to satisfy themselves perpetually before him at the table of glory. They shall arrange all these things during the session of the year of release.